Action Cast, it's your host Jesus, aka Tyrant Dominus, here to give you another series review. This time around, we're going to be talking about What If Season 2.
This kid puts on quite a show.
I have eyes on the target. He does not look all that threatening.
Looks can be deceiving, Your Highness.
Are you sure?
I've been looking for you. For a long time.
Time.
Just be careful.
So this holiday season, Marvel was able to give us season 2 of What If. And for the most part, I enjoyed when they released season 1. The idea of giving us short stories of just alternate like storylines. Like they have a What If series in the comics. So having it as an animated moments, you know, as every episode has their own thing, was interesting. And then kind of culminating into its own arc to kind of conclude season 1 was interesting. Going through kind of emotion and somewhat what I thought was going to be an anthology, then creating season 2 with the idea of what we got of season 1 just giving us an its own anthology episodes into like one final like season finale of season 2 was somewhat not as fun, I'm gonna say, as season 1, but I did like the return of some of Captain Carter, like the season 1 Captain Carter, and then kind of giving us some more alternate storylines from What If, which was great, you know, getting like Nebula who joins the Nova Corps, kind of this like interesting Blade Runner style episode, and then the Peter Quill attacked Earth's Mightiest Heroes, kind of an alternate Avengers, I would say, and I really liked that. But yeah, kind of giving us all these episodes during the holiday seasons, as I also was watching this day by day, which I like that Disney Plus kind of released these episodes like a treat every day until the finale, unlike just a full launch or a weekly launch. I kind of like that they were doing a daily thing, and it made it fun, mostly for when these were released back in December. So having an episode to watch every day was fun. It was like a present every day. But definitely this season was, for what the finale was, it was cool. I enjoyed it. It was a really fun finale, but it did not have as much of a like an oomph factor, a big like just grab at you. It was cool. I enjoyed it. I liked some of the characters they were introduced in this, and just kind of some of the stories they were telling. I really liked it. But yeah, it just wasn't as, I don't think it was as fun as season 1. I was hoping it was going to be that, just a little bit more of that. I was hoping for a little bit more. Besides that, as far as like the art style, it's still using that same art style that was produced with the animation was produced by Flying Barks Production, Stellar Creative Labs, and SDFX Studios. So yeah, having them come back just doing this, and just it was great. You know, if this still was not to your liking as far as the animation style, then you still will not like it. Like I said, for me, season 1 took a bit to get used to as far as the animation. But it works well for here, you know, because it's just going over. It didn't bug me as much. It did take me a moment to get used to the art style, but besides that, I was fine with it. The audio was wonderful. Some of the soundtracks they used. Once again, there was nothing memorable in my opinion. But yeah, I think the only one, I believe they used the Captain Carter theme, which I enjoyed. But yeah, it was all right. As far as like season 2, I enjoyed what they did with season 2 of What If. I'm hoping they'll continue more with it, and just keep giving us these like small stories. the thought of them kind of doing a anthology style leading into like a final like culmination story, like a full arc inside an anthology. I don't know. I it worked well in season one. I don't think it worked so well in season two. I understand what they were trying to do with the storyline and what the villain was trying to go for. It just didn't feel like the villain, the overall villain of season two. Like, they just didn't give them any real, like, true motivation. And it just felt lackluster when it did happen. Like, oh, okay, sure. It's, yeah, that's kind of where it was a little bit disappointing. But yeah, those are my thoughts. Those are my thoughts on season two on What If. Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below. If you're watching this on Spotify or YouTube, if you're listening to this on any podcast platform, you know, follow me on all social medias, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, or slash X or Threads. So yeah, thanks again for listening or watching. Until next time. See ya. See ya. See ya.